My wife Lupita and I were celebrating Cinco de Mayo at home yesterday. We had a couple or so margaritas in honor of General Zaragoza's victory at the Battle of Puebla. Lupita said, "I wonder if Texans know what they're celebrating when they party on Cinco de Mayo." She's originally from Mexico, and though she knows the history well, she also knows that most Mexicans outside of Puebla don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo as much as people in Texas do. She said, "I think many people treat it like they do St. Patrick's Day, a fun theme party of dressing green, drinking green, a good reason to party without knowing much about the real St. Patrick." To many, she said, "Cinco de Mayo is Mexican food, margaritas, and tequila shots, and I'm totally down for that. But I bet some Texans would be surprised to know that General Zaragoza was a Texan and 500 of the men at the battle were Tejanos." Now on a mission, she downed her margarita and whipped out her cell to Google it right quick. "Aha, mira, right as usual," she said. She showed me a survey that said only 1 in 10 Americans know Cinco de Mayo's true meaning. 39% think it's Mexican Independence Day, which it isn't. 26% say it's a celebration of Mexican culture. And 13% of the exceptionally honest say it's a good reason to drink. Most plan to celebrate by eating Mexican food, drinking margaritas or Mexican beer, or having a Cinco de Mayo party at home. Interesting. I was more concerned in the Texas connection myself. I was not surprised by the poor familiarity with the meaning of the date, or troubled by the faux association of Cinco de Mayo with Three Amigos and their saving Santo Poco from El Huapo. People gotta have fun. I knew about General Zaragoza being a Texan, but I didn't know how deep his Texas roots went until I did some digging, pun thoroughly intended. He was born in Goliad in 1829 when Texas was part of Mexico, and only a few years before Texas independence. If we look at the whole name, Ignacio Zaragoza Seguin, we learn something. That last name, Seguin, was his mother's name. She was from San Antonio and a cousin of one Seguin who fought Santa Anna in the Texas Revolution and for whom the city of Seguin is named. Ignacio's father owned 11 leagues of land along the Red River, or 50,000 acres, according to the Texas Land Office. He bought it for 100 pesos a league. That's mind-blowing. You couldn't even buy a square foot of that land today for 100 pesos. All this proves General Zaragoza's Texas bona fides. Well, when Ignacio was in his early 20s, he joined the Revolutionary Army of Benito Juarez and eventually led an army of volunteers in defeating, guess who? Santa Anna. Yes, the same Santa Anna. Zaragoza's victory effectively removed him as dictator of Mexico. That's another reason we should recognize Zaragoza. Like all good Texans, he despised Santa Anna and wanted him dead so democracy could live. It is astonishing that Santa Anna was in power again 20 years after his humiliating loss at Santa Ana. But that man had more political lives than a cat. He was president of Mexico 11 times. No man ever failed so often and so badly, and still managed to claw his way back into power as Santa Anna did. Now on to Puebla. The French, under Napoleon III, wanted to make Mexico their own colony in the Americas. They sent a large force of crack troops, 8,000 men, to take Mexico by storm. Juarez sent General Zaragoza to Puebla to defend Mexico from the imperialist invasion. This was Mexico's San Jacinto moment. Zaragoza had half as many men as the French army. He was definitely the underdog in this fight and was expected to lose badly. The French army's commander had the same haughty attitude that Santa Anna had about the Texans. He saw them as riffraff, as commoners, low-bred men without discipline. The French commander, Ferdinand Latrille, wrote that the Mexicans he faced were of a lower race, poorly organized, poorly disciplined, of low morals, and in a uniquely French insult of military force, he said that they lacked good taste. General Zaragoza enjoyed a stunning victory over those crack troops of good taste that day. The French lost 500 men at the Battle of Puebla, the Mexicans lost 100, and sent the French back to the coast, licking their wounds. The French hadn't lost a battle in 50 years, so this was a demoralizing defeat for them and a victory of national pride for the Mexicans that cannot be overstated. Sadly, General Zaragoza died 4 months later of typhoid fever. He was just 33. So, we raise our margarita glasses on Cinco de Mayo to salute our native Texan, General Zaragoza Seguin, for removing Santa Anna from power forever, and for his San Jacinto-like victory at Puebla. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.